Teachers, lawmakers, and state education officials alike are well aware of the reputation that precedes the Indiana State Board of Education.
Sparring, squabbling, tension.
Like bubbling to the top.
Stop pointing fingers, stop blaming everyone else for it.
It's unfortunate, it's embarrassing.
Governor Mike Pence made a move last week that he hopes will put an end to all the drama, signing an executive order to dissolve the Center for Education and Career Innovation, an education agency he created. The announcement came during a legislative conference where the governor said he wants state lawmakers to focus heavily on education reform in the upcoming legislative session. Pence says change has to start at the top.
For education to work in our state, it has to work at the highest levels. And somebody's got to take the first step to restore harmony and trust among those that are charged with overseeing education in our state.
CeCe has been a frequent scapegoat in ongoing battles between Democratic State Superintendent Glenda Ritz and members of the state board who the governor appoints. At that same conference, just hours before the governor made his announcement, Ritz's colleague John Barnes, who oversees legislative affairs at the Department of Ed, described the superintendent's view of CeCe as the main source of board tensions.
It was created by executive order. It was created outside of legislation. And our feeling is that that has created chaos in the educational policy area. We now have duplications of services and confusion on roles and responsibilities. Sometimes it's a little bit like Abbott and Costello doing who's on first. And we feel like CeCe is truly the cause of these problems.
Indiana is one of only 12 states where the superintendent is elected. According to the National Association of State Boards of Education, it's more common for state boards across the country to appoint or recommend their top education officials. District 12 Senator Carlin Yoder is a ranking member on the Senate Education Committee. He says feuding should be expected when you have an elected person who heads the DOE with one philosophy and the governor with a different philosophy.
It's refreshing to know that if we remove CECI from the mix, everything will be great and everyone will get along great and our educational system is going to be flowing along after that. The reality is that's not true.
In order to tackle big issues such as failing schools, teacher accountability, and standardized testing, board member Brad Oliver says going forward, there has to be an understanding that Indiana's model is based on a structure of shared governance.
The General Assembly plays a role in that. Certainly the governor's office does through the appointed members to the state board, and then also so does the Department of Education. And when any one of those entities basically asserts itself as the sole authority over education, we have a problem.
We don't know yet where many of the members of CeCe will be headed, including whether any will be assigned to work for the DOE. Keep in mind, nothing like CeCe ever existed before 2013. The modern state board and DOE as they exist today had operated without a third party's involvement since 1984. The governor also said he wants state lawmakers to pass a law that would allow the state board to elect its own chair. Right now, the state superintendent automatically holds that position. Yoder says he thinks it's something the legislature will consider.
I'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who says it's working well the way it is right now.
Aside from Ritz, all other current members of the state board were appointed by either Pence or former Governor Mitch Daniels, also a Republican. So, if the legislature does what Pence wants, it could strip Ritz of some of her authority and ultimately make party lines an issue all over again. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.